Who is Jesus Christ? And that's a question some people may have. I hope all of us here at the church know who Jesus Christ is. He's deity. That means he's God. Jesus Christ was very God Almighty himself. A lot of people don't understand that. Some people don't even care about that. But that's who he is. Now, some people say he was just a good moral teacher. That's one of the things people like to cop out on. He was just a good teacher, but not God. Some say he was a legend. In other words, he was a man that they just created a legend about him. And some said he was a crazy man, the way he went about some of the claims people have made about Jesus. But the apostles, or the disciples that was with Jesus for over 3 years, they knew who Jesus was, and they believe he was God. In John chapter 1, in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. Let's look at Jesus and look at his name. His names prove he is deity. I want to say that again. His name proves he's deity. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You drop down to verse 14, and it says, and the Word was made flesh. The Word that was God was made flesh. Get that? And he dwelt among us, the Apostle John, that walked with the Lord 3.5 years. He said, he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God Almighty has always existed. It's hard to comprehend that God has always existed, but he has. His very name, I am who I say I am, means he's always existed. And so has Jesus Christ always existed. He existed in the bosom of the Father before he became man and lived among men. So his name even suggests he's deity. He's called also the Son of God in Matthew 8:29. And the demons there recognize Christ as the Son of God. Think about this now. The demons, by the way, you know who they are. He threw them out of heaven when they rebelled against him, as when they were holy and they tried to take over with Lucifer, and they were all cast out. But the demons said, when they saw Jesus on one occasion, they cried out saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? You know, those demons know they're going to be cast into the lake of fire one day. And they were frightened that before that time came, they were going to be thrown there before then. And they were terrified. You know, they dread being cast into the lake of fire. That's why the devil's going about so hard today now. Try to counter that. He's not going to be able to. In Luke 1:35, the physician wrote, and the angel said unto her, that is to Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Well, the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and she conceived in her womb by the Holy Spirit, and it was God's Son that would be born among men. Boy, that's awesome, isn't it? He's the Son of God. And you know what this is? This is the incarnation. God becoming a man. I think that's one of the most marvelous and mysterious things that's in the scriptures. How God transitioned from being God to come and be a man and live among men. My goodness, folks. In John 19:7, the Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself to be the Son of God." Jesus didn't make himself to be the Son of God. He was the Son of God. Amen. He's always been the Son of God. Amen. He's deity. He's God. And he's going to be everybody's judge one day. Amen. He's also described in the Bible as the Lord. He's the Lord. You read the Old Testament, all the time you're seeing the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. You go to the New Testament, it's the Lord, the Lord. It's the same person. He's God. Luke 2:11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Christ is the anointed one, the Messiah, the Lord. He is God. He is deity. Only God is a Savior for mankind, folks. Only God can save. And he is deity. Acts 10:36 says, "Christ is the Lord of all." The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. He is deity. Very God of eternity came down, took on a body of human flesh, and lived among men, and went about among men, and displayed the goodness, mercy, and grace of God to all mankind. And there was never a man like him. Think about how patient Jesus Christ was. When he was treated in the way he was, he never even rebuffed anybody. Isn't that something? He came for the purpose for which he came, that is to die. He came as a man, but the God-man, to die, because it would require God to deal with sin. Man couldn't deal with sin. Oh, my goodness, folks. My goodness, folks. He's also called the Holy One. 30 times in the book of Isaiah, he's the Holy One. Acts 3:14, Peter used that term. "But ye denied the Holy One and the just," speaking to the Jews, "and desired a murder to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses." Peter said, "Y'all killed a Prince of Life." Told those Jews that. But God raised him up. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're witnesses of it. We've seen him. In John 20:28, he's called God. He's called God. He's deity. Listen to this. "Thomas the doubter answered and said unto him when he saw him, My Lord and my God." Jesus was God. He wasn't just a man. He was the Almighty. He was the one that spoke the worlds into existence. He's the one that made them out of nothing. And yet he loved man so much, he came to rescue man that was rebelling against him. Isn't that? I tell you what, folks, that had to be the love of God and grace of God to deal with humans like we are. Oh, yeah. What's so amazing, Jesus is fully human. And you know now, he's always going to be a human. And we're going to see him as a human. That's going to be an awesome sight to see, isn't it? When we see him as a human, but he'll be glorified. Amen. His works prove his deity. In creation, Colossians 1:16 says, "For by him were all things created." And John 1:3-10, "All things were made by him, and the world was made by him." Jesus Christ, that humble man. The Bible says he was the meekest of men. Yet he's the one that made everything. And everything that's been made by man, like this building, for example, man couldn't have made this building if he hadn't have made the material for man to use to make this. Amen. How could you make that nice pew there if God hadn't have made the materials for it? Amen. Praise God. He's deity by his preservation of all things. Colossians 1:17, "And by him all things consist." Man, more people today worry about man's going to destroy himself. Nonsense. Man's not going to destroy himself. God's the one that put man here. God's in control of all things. The Bible says, by him all things consist. Hebrews 1:3 says, "And upholding all things by the word of his power." Oh, my goodness. Think of how everything is suspended in space. I tell you what, the other day I walked outside and I saw that old moon hanging right over there. The other Wednesday night when we left prayer meeting, it was right over there. And Faye and I got in the car and we went home and it was at the house waiting on us. Just still hanging up there in the air, Brother Chavis. That's an amazing thing about the stars and the moon and the sun. It's right there, but if you go 100 miles away, it's right there. It's amazing. And I just marvel at that moon. And I can't get enough of it. It's a big old golden globe just hanging up there. What's holding it up? There's nothing holding it up there that I can see. But God put it there and told it to stay there. Amen? Amen. Hey, but you know, the astronauts went way out in space and they looked back and the earth was doing the same thing. It's just hanging out here. And you know what? This earth and that moon and the stars and this galaxy and everything in it is flying through space at hundreds and thousands of miles an hour, just flying through space. Now, that's how big space is. And my Jesus made it. Amen. My Jesus made it. Yes, sir. Boy, I tell you what. Boy, he's got power, hadn't he? Amen. Yeah, he made it. Yeah, I tell you something else about Jesus. He can forgive you of your sins. Amen. Somebody say, "Well, only God can forgive." Well, he's God. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Mark 2:5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." There's no more wonderful words that a sinner can hear than to hear their sins are forgiven. Their money won't buy that. That's the greatest thing in all the world, to be saved by the grace of God. Saved. Saved. You're rich now. Rich by the grace of God. And yet all these people in this box right here, they're poorer than a beggar and don't know it. Don't know it. I used to go to Lumber with my mom and dad, and sitting up there at Wood's Dime Store on Main Street of Lumber was two beggars. They sat there all every day with a little old plate or cup or something for people, would throw them a penny or a nickel or something in it. Pitiful. But if you get saved, you're rich. Praise God for salvation, folks. Praise God. Yeah. Jesus even forgave one of those men hanging on the cross side of him. That beggar said, that man on the cross said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the Lord said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Praise God. Hey, he was a criminal. He was a thief. He was lost. But he recognized there's something about that man that's different. And he said, "Lord, remember me." And he had enough gumption in him to ask the Lord to remember him, and God saved him. God is Jesus hanging on the cross. He saved that man from the cross. Boy, I tell you what, he waited to the last minute, didn't he? But God can do it. He could save you at the last minute if you asked him. Amen. Yeah. Jesus also answers prayer because he's God. In John 14:14, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it," Jesus said. He'll do it according to his will. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's wait. But he'll do it. He has to do it power because he's God. He's God. He's God because of resurrection, folks. He promised to raise the dead. In John 5:21, "For as the Father raises up the dead and giveth them life, even so the Son giveth life to whom he will." Jesus Christ can give salvation, eternal life, to whoever he wants to. What does that mean, preacher? That Jesus will give it to you if you ask him. Amen. That's who he gives it to those that ask him, to those that acknowledge they need salvation. I preached on that woman the other day that came to Jesus crying, weeping at his feet and drying his feet with the hairs of her head. Oh, my goodness, folks. She got salvation there. She got forgiveness there. Yeah. Jesus Christ can give salvation to who will call on him. He's the resurrection and the life. The Bible says in John 5:21, "For as the Father raises up the dead and giveth them life, even so the Son giveth life to whom he will." Oh, that's such a great scripture. But let's move on. Because people believe the word of God, they can be saved through Jesus Christ. God the Father has so arranged it, designed it. And God said, "Now if you'll accept my Son, believing in God will not save you. You got to believe in the Son. The Son is the Savior." That's the way God has designed it. God has designed it. "If you'll accept my Son that died on the cross, he paid for your sin. He died to pay for your sin on the cross. You got to accept him. He's the payment for your sin, and you accept it by faith." And God said, "When you accept my Son, then I'll accept you." Isn't that amazing? So just to believe in God is not salvation. Got to believe in the Savior. Yeah. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And the Bible says in Proverbs 15:31, "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." God has the final word. His word is true. And remember, God cannot lie. Acts 15:17 says, "And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of God, the word of the gospel, and believe." God designed and provided that we Gentiles could be saved by believing the gospel of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because God wants everybody to know Jesus. God wants everybody to know His Son, and He is the only hope. I love this verse in Philippians 2, beginning at verse 6, talking about Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Think about that. He was God, but he was made in the likeness of men. God became Jesus, who is deity. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. God humbled himself to die on a cross for us. Boy, that's love, isn't it, folks? Isn't that love? Do you understand how much you're loved by God today, church? My goodness alive, what people are missing today. What people are missing today. That's God's love in action. God don't just say, I love you. God proves it. It's easy to say, I love you, but prove it. Amen. Prove it. Yeah. You know, everyone has freedom of choice but the grace of God. Therefore, cannot blame God or anyone else for their decision or their choice concerning Jesus Christ. People make their own choice about Him. God has given His Word to us, and we must preach it, because by the Word of God we know about the truth of God's plan concerning Jesus Christ. Let's close our thoughts today with this passage from the book of Revelation. As we think about today, Jesus is God. He's deity. I love this passage of Scripture. You know, it won't be long we're going to see this happen one day. Revelation chapter 19. Turn in your Bible. You don't want to miss this, because it won't be long we're going to be seeing. We might be taking part in this, folks. Now, I know we will. And I saw heaven open, the Apostle John wrote, who was one of the disciples of the Lord that walked with the Lord during his earthly ministry. He said, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dripped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Who is the Word? Jesus. Amen. Amen. Listen. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And that is the church that's with him after we have been raptured. And out of his mouth goeth a short, sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What a passage of Scripture. Folks, that's us on white horses with him. I've already got my name. Have you named yours yet? Yeah, I got my name. Well, won't that be something, folks? We won't have to feed him hay or corn or anything like that. Yeah, I believe them's real horses, folks. Spirit horses. Amen? Yeah. Think about the Lord. He is the Lord God. That's who Jesus Christ is. And John says, I see him. He's coming back. And this describes the second coming of Jesus at the end of the tribulation time when he's going to destroy all the unsaved people and take the saved people that's still living and going into his 1,000-year reign. And they're going to reign with him in peace and prosperity. And we, in our new glorified bodies, are going to be with him. Boy, what a time that's going to be, Brother Chavis. That you won't need no commode, Brother Chavis. Praise God. Amen. What a Savior, folks. He's God. And he paid for our sin so we can enjoy him and love him and be loved by him and live with him forever, forever. I can't wrap my arms around living forever with no more problems and being loved, be accepted. Amen. What a Savior. Let's love him. Let's serve him. Let's share him. Let's keep working for him. We won't ever regret it. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this opportunity. Lord, I had to haste today. We're running a little bit late. But, Lord, we wanted to share some of these thoughts with our brothers and sisters today that Jesus is deity. He's God. He's the Almighty. And he's coming back to rescue us. He's coming back to get us that we might be with him. And we're going to be with him forever. We're not going to be on a vacation for a short time. We're going to be with him forever. Praise God and hallelujah for what a Savior. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless and challenge our hearts today. And we welcome you to the altar today. Come talk to the Lord. Come praise the Lord. Come rejoice in the Lord. Come lift up somebody's name to the Lord. You got some special need, come call on the Lord, folks, because he is the Lord God, and he cares for you and you and you.